Well, good morning, children. Hasn't this been a lot of fun? We've had so many good experiences, and I want to share a few thank yous before we get started. We owe a great deal of thanks to our worship leaders today, all of those who have played a big part in helping us to make this happen. We also want to thank our children and our preschool children and our workers and all of the many preschool directors. And I want to say a special thank you to Reverend Melissa Scott, our minister to children and youth. Thank you so much for all the work that you have done through these years. And thank you, Martha Ferris, for your work and the direction that you provided to our preschool. We thank you so much for that. And we say thank you to one and all. You'll have opportunity after the service is over to offer your own personal thank you. I hope that you'll stick around and get to spend some time with one another and share your stories. And not only that, but there's hot dogs. You can't go wrong with hot dogs. And all kinds of other good food to go with it. So I hope that you'll stick and at least greet one another and talk to each other and share the stories that you have about this wonderful preschool that we have had for so many years. Well, today, children, I want to tell you the story of Harlequin. Do you all know Harlequin? That's him right there. In case you don't know, the Harlequin is a special kind of clown. Now, there's this picture of one, and you can kind of see him. He's a young, very slim-looking little fellow, and he's slim because he's acrobatic, and he does all kinds of wonderful dances and things. He does somersaults, and he does handsprings, and he jumps around all the time. He's specially known for his costume. Did you notice the costume that he's wearing? Isn't that an interesting costume? And there's the mask. Do you see the mask that he's got on his face? So he's wearing a mask, and then on the costume, did you notice something about the costume? What do you notice about it? Oh, yeah, lots of different colors, aren't there? There's just all kinds of different colors. And there are many colors. They're all patched together to make one costume. And in many cases, they're in the shape of diamonds. Isn't that interesting? The Harlequin has been around for centuries. He started in Europe, and nobody knows how long ago that was. But there's an old, old story, and I want to share the story with you about the Harlequin, how he came to be and is today. A very long time ago, in a little village, there were some children just like you. And they were very excited because that night they were going to start a huge party. And the party was a celebration that was called a carnival. Have you been to a carnival? Anybody been to a carnival? There are games and booths, and it was all done in the town square, and there was all kinds of yummy food, and there was so much fun, and everybody would wear a costume, all the children. They could wear a mask and a costume, and they put on the finest costumes, most beautiful costumes. And they were all excited, and the children were gathered together, and they were talking about what they were going to wear. And so they were sharing about their costume. One said, "I've got a shiny red costume that I'm going to wear tonight." And the other one said, "Mine is a velvet blue." And on it went. Only there was one child who had nothing to say. And so one of the other children said, "Well, what are you going to wear tonight?" His name was Harlequin. And do you know what he said? He said, "I'm not coming. I'm not going to go." And he turned around and walked away. Well, the children wondered what could be wrong. And suddenly it dawned on them, Harlequin was very poor. Very poor. There wasn't money to spend for fabric for him to have a costume that he could wear to the big carnival that was coming. And so the children all began to talk, and they were talking about harlequin, and they were sad that he wasn't going to come. And so they wondered what they could do. And suddenly, one of them said, well, my jacket is a little longer than it needs to be. Perhaps I could cut the sleeves off, and then Harlequin could have some of that material. And another little girl said, well, my dress is quite long, and perhaps I could cut off the bottom part, and I could give Harlequin that. And that could be part of his material for his costume. And then they all began to talk about what they could contribute so that Harlequin could have a costume and could come to the party. And they all went home, and then they went to Harlequin's house. They knocked on the door, and Harlequin answered, and he came to it, and then I want to show you this picture. They gave Harlequin all the strips of cloth that they'd gathered. Do you see that? There they are. See, Harlequin? And so they all handed him a piece of the cloth from their clothes, and they gave it to Harlequin. Now, what do you think Harlequin was going to do with that? Well, I think that's what they were hoping. But when they held out their strips of cloth and the pieces of fabric, and they laid it in his arms, well, they were a little embarrassed by it. Because, well, none of it belonged together. There was some of the pieces that were shiny, and some of the pieces were fuzzy, and the sizes and the shapes and the colors didn't go together. None of them, not at all. And the kids then put these scraps of cloth in Harlequin's hands, and they were embarrassed, and they turned, and they all went home. And that night the carnival came, the fun began, and do you think Harlequin came? No, he wasn't there. But there were the games, and the colors, and the music, and the costumes, and near the end, I've got to tell you, something amazing happened. Absolutely splendid. There was this figure who came into the carnival, and he was dancing, and he was spinning, and he was doing flips, and he was doing all kinds of marvelous things, just like this. And he came into the carnival. Do you see it? And somebody said, well, who is that? And have you ever seen anyone dance like that? That's amazing. And look at that costume, and how colorful, and how beautiful. Who is it? Who is it? And one of the little boys said, wait, that's the blue in my costume. And another little girl said, that's the red in my costume. And then they began to shout, Harlequin! Harlequin! You came! And the people began to applaud because all these flashes of color were gleaming just like jewels in light. And then Harlequin said, I'm the gladdest of all because I'm clothed with the love of my friends. Isn't that beautiful? I'm the gladdest of all. I'm clothed with the love of my friends. Now, it's a great story. I like it lots for reasons. One of the reasons I like it is because it took every child's gift to make it happen. And every child's gift is different from the rest, right? Which seemed first to be a problem, and then these fabrics, this hodgepodge of sizes and shapes and colors, well, it's a bit like what's in the room today. I've got a word for the adults now. Today I stand talking to preschoolers, kindergartners, adolescents, people in their 90s, people in high school, people in middle age. Some of those are bewildered right now, the middle-aged ones, the seniors. People who were a part of the preschool many years ago, like Rick, and who grew up and became successful anyway. With our youngest, we have some of our oldest. And what variety we've had in the service today. Hasn't it been wonderful? From Jesus Loves Me to kindergarten voices, adolescent voices. And I don't know about you, but I thought I saw something very much like dancing in a Baptist church of all places. Can you imagine? And I'm thrilled of it all, aren't you? You see, what an assortment we are. What an assortment we are. So different from each other, and now all trying in the same room at the same time to do the same thing. So do we look like a mighty army altogether, or do we look a lot more like a colorful pile of scraps? Well, God does just fine with scraps. Isn't that amazing? And taking each one of us, whatever we are, if we're willing, to make us together this unlikely, beautiful, joyous life and love and church. And don't you dare, don't any of you dare, think that you are unneeded or that you are too young or that you are too old. Don't you ever. You are not too old. You are not too, if you think you are, on the edge of things. You are, all of you, an important part of this beautiful fabric of this church. And you are needed. You belong. Christ's love means to clothe the world in the many little colors that are ours to bring, including the colors that are yours. And if what we do for each other and what's been done for me is to make this a better place because of who we are and what we contribute and how we live our lives, then wouldn't that be a beautiful church? Nobody the same. Everybody unique. Every one of us loved by God. On the week after I told the staff my ideas about Harlequin, I got a package in the mail. I opened it, and there was this book. Imagine that. What's the name of the book? Harlequin. Yeah. I hadn't seen the book in years. I read it as a child, and when I wrote my sermon, I tried to write it so that it fit the story that I remembered as a child reading the book. And Melissa said, "It's a very old book." And I said, "Thank you very much." "And it's out of print, like you are, and hard to come by." I said, "Thank you, that's enough." But you know what? It turned out I got the story pretty close to right. So I used the book, and I kept looking at this. And do you know, I felt a little like dancing. Don't you feel like, when you look at that, don't you? Anybody want to see me dance? No, no, not really. You do? Okay, well, here we go. There you go. That's about it. That's all you're going to get. And so you can picture that for the rest of your day, if you'd like. A little story of children. No, Joe says no, 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 no. Reminds us that we have something small to give somebody else. It's been the story of my life. I've known many things in my life, including disappointment, and I've known failure. But more true than anything else is the experience of knowing I have been loved. And one of the things that we tried to do through the preschool ministry for 51 years is to help children know that they are loved. Every single one that came through the doors. Is that a valuable ministry? Yes. One of the best gifts that you can give or receive. I was loved in childhood, in adolescence, in adulthood, and I've known kindness in many faces, and I've heard it in many voices. I am Harlequin, clothed in the love of my friends. And so are you. Of all the ones who've come through the door and offered their little bit of love to you, they've helped to make you who you are, to shape your life. And no one does that better than children. They're the best at loving, aren't they? For us, most of us, in all of it, I think it is the love of Christ. He's the one who said, come on now. You can do this for each other. Can't you? Can't you love each other? Can't you do this in the very same way that I've done it for you? Come on. You can do this. Sure you can. And then he said, let me show you how. Do you remember how he showed them how? Well, he called a little child up. And he said, here's how you do it. Just like this. And he set the child before them. And he said, if you can be like this child and love as this child loves, you can enter the kingdom of God. Well, if you can't, then you'll have no part of me. Love one another. Meaning, above other things, whatever else you offer to anybody else, above all, offer yourself in love. Not just something, but something of you. Bring your own distinctive color, your own talent, your own style, your own perspective, your own insight, your own way, your own person. Be who God has made you to be. That's what love is. And we all put our lives to it. Then what happens is it becomes like a miracle. It's joyous. It's like children dancing. Even middle-aged men with gray hair dancing. All kinds of people clothed in love, which is ultimately being clothed in the love of Christ. And that's who it's finally all about. You see, it's Jesus who's leaping and spinning among us. He's the gladdest of all, clothed in all the colors of God's children, each one of you. Let us pray. Well, Lord God, we come before you in celebration of your love of us and the way that your love has been reflected through so many children in so many years in this place, offered and given, clothing us all in a beautiful array of all kinds of colors. Love in many colors. We give you thanks, O Lord, for that gift. And we pray, Father, now that we may reflect with great joy this time of celebration as we recognize your love of us and our love of one another. May it be so. In the name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Amen.